In the name of Allah, hello and welcome to Forum, Saad Television's weekly roundtable. In tonight's program, we shall be discussing Western efforts in trying to isolate Iran, in particular regarding the recent effort of trying to pass a UN resolution over Mr. Ahmadinejad's anti-Israeli remarks. And to help us to do so, we're joined in our Tehran studio by political researcher Sepher Tarverdian. Mr. Tarverdian, welcome to Forum.
Thank you very much for having invited me.
It's a pleasure. Joining us in our London studio, we have the pleasure of being joined by Lady Michelle Renouf, advocate of a free inquiry, and also Professor Christian Lindner, Sanskrit and religious studies scholar, also historian of religion, and the professor also chairs the Danish Society for Free Historical Research. I'd like to welcome you both to Forum as well. Indonesia has said that the UN Security Council's decision to target President Ahmadinejad's recent anti-Israel remark was not fair, because on many issues that directly threaten international peace and security, the United Nations has been silent. Indonesia rejected a draft statement from the body condemning remarks by Iran's President Ahmadinejad, in which he said the Lebanese and Palestinians had pressed a countdown button to bring an end to the Zionist regime, adding, by God's will, we will witness the destruction of this regime in the near future. Due to Indonesia's rejection, the Council failed last Friday to adopt the French drafted statement, which required consensus by all 15 Council members for adoption. A Foreign Affairs Ministry official said the Security Council was silent on what it called Israel's most daily attacks on unarmed Palestinians, and that was based by a report in the English daily, the Jakarta Post. Director for International Security and Disarmament, Desra Perkaya, said the Security Council never reacts at all on issues that we believe have clearly threatened international peace and security, although we have asked them on many occasions. He also pointed to Israel's recent abduction and detention of Palestinian cabinet and parliament members and the Jewish state's threat to assassinate Hamas leader Khaled Mash'al as examples. Indonesia said Ahmadinejad's June 3rd statement had referred to the Zionist regime and not Israel. Welcome back. Sepher Tarverdian, give us your views regarding Western efforts, this French drafted resolution at the UN trying to condemn Mr. Ahmadinejad for those comments.
Well, fortunately, at least we came across one country in the Security Council of the United Nations which finally came up with a negative vote to this resolution. And also Qatar, I believe, did not vote to this resolution as well. I think it's now that it's not the Cold War time anymore. I mean, it's not time that the countries would get into Cold War, but it's the time for the war between media. I mean, it's the media war. And so the heads of different states and different countries are trying to use these media as an instrument, as a tool, in order to propagate their policies and their views in the world. And Mr. Ahmadinejad is not an exception when he's trying to use the media in order to stand against the Western countries and the hostile enemies of Iran and necessarily Islam. When we can see there is a discriminative system in the framework which exists currently in the world. For example, Mrs. Condoleezza Rice easily starts talking about military attack to Iran in a very robust manner. They come to television, they say we have to attack Iran if they are not obeying the international demand of suspension of nuclear energy. Or Israel's regime, officials of Israel have always talked about a military strike against Iran. Even recently Shimon Peres said that we are going to have a military joint maneuver with the United States exercising an attack to Iran. So they easily talk about these issues, and the countries, most of the countries stay silent. But as soon as Mr. Ahmadinejad starts talking about this illegal regime, which has created lots of crisis since 1948, even before the creation of Islamic Republic of Iran, we can see that such a huge propaganda started. That really goes back to what I was telling you, that it's the war between media, or let's say war in media, media war. It's not the Cold War. And I think that most, unfortunately, most of the Islamic leaders, most of the Islamic states leaders are keeping quiet in this war, except Mr. Ahmadinejad, who is understood firmly this fact and is trying to win the battle against the Western countries. But I think it is still not enough, because every day we are hearing new news about attacking Iran and talking about putting sanctions which are really baseless, and they do not have any proof for what they're doing. So I think it's just war between media, and Mr. Ahmadinejad is doing his best in order to utilize this tool.
Thank you. Lady Michelle Renouf in London, ma'am, could we have your views? Why is the U.S. so busy trying to demonize Iran, isolate Iran in the Middle East and also on the international arena?
Well, it's with predictable twist speak that we're getting the actual reverse. We've always had the reverse in the case of Israel, because it always gives the opposite to the truth. It has a cynical inverting of the truth, which I call twist speak. And so with predictable twist speak, we get the wrong impression. And the correct impression would be that Dr. Ahmadinejad has said that he wants to wipe Israel off the map in the way that the Soviet Union has been wiped off the map. He wants the peaceful dismantling if possible. But we are not being told, as we should be told, that it is Israel that has wiped Palestine off the map, and that Iran does not in any way prosecute its Jewish members of its country. So we are getting a very twisted view of the truth. And I think now, because of this appalling invasion of Lebanon by Israel and that 33-day war, we are now seeing such a dismal disaster coming to the public's attention, because many people in London, many, many thousands, tens of thousands of people in London, I was one of them, marched from Trafalgar Square to Hyde Park, and we said, we are all Hezbollah now because of this atrocity. So whilst our governments are engaged in Swiss speak, the people are for Hamas and Hezbollah.
Thank you.